Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do. You know it's your girl. And you know I always give y'all nothing but the hottest shows, hottest interviews all day, every day. Today we have an exclusive interview for all y'all poetry lovers out there, spoken word artists out there. Come through, show your love. We're going to have your man Chill, world-renowned poet, doing his thing, representing from the Chi-Town, doing his 1-2. You know, you can call in at 347-826-7722. We about to go to the line. Shout out to Street Queens, the movement, doing a hot show on Thursday. Shout out to all my poets out there. We doing our 1-2, trunkhustlers.com. Let's get it in. I'm about to go to the line. What it do, baby?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Doing excellent, man. We got to give you a Lush Radio Online welcome. What it do, Chill?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling blessed. Before we get down to the nitty-gritty, Chill, go ahead and tell the people and give your shout-outs out, man.
Okay, I just want to shout-out everybody. Everybody that's on my email list that's tuning in. I really appreciate the support. Every poet, man, that's tuning in. This year is ours. You know, let's take over the world with the spoken word. That's what's up.
That's what it is. Chill. So, Chill.
Yeah,
you know, how long have you been doing your spoken word?
I've been doing spoken word for 5 years now. But I've been writing music for 20 years because I started off as a rap artist. So I just made the transition from a rapper, you know, to a poet. So for the last 5 years, you know, this is what I've been doing.
That's what it is. What kind of how do you classify your poetry? You know, to the people.
Inspirational. You know, I'm a spiritual poet. I glorify God and everything that I do, and I'm having fun doing it.
That's what it is. I mean, your poetry, your delivery is hot. You know, you're doing your thing. I want to shout out to Son of Men. They're doing their thing. They always do their thing and represent hard for the poets. You know, make sure you support Joseph Vision and your girl, Lady Flavor. You know, I'm going to actually hook you up with them, too, because they definitely doing they want to. But, you know, so you've been in a, so what inspired you to be a poet, man?
I don't know. I just I got inspired by another poet. And so when I seen him, I was amazed because at first I thought he was rapping, but it was a cappella. And I wasn't really up on spoken word when I first started seeing it. On Def Jam, I really didn't like it too tough. You know, I wasn't moved. So, like I said, when this poet, which is a good friend of mine at this time, he goes by the name of Momentum. What's up, Mo? When I seen him getting down, that's what inspired me. So I start, you know, going out to spots. I start surrounding myself, you know, with other people that did spoken word. Then I just start putting in work.
That's what's up, man. And people don't understand the poetry world is huge, man. Like, with Son of Man's, you know, organization, with, you know, with Supreme Entertainment, you know, with Eric, with O'Shawn and Spoken Cafe, you know, it's a big network, you know. You know, dealing with poetry and everything, what do you find is the hardest thing, you know? What is the hardest thing for you and your hardest adversity being a poet in the game? What's the hardest thing that you got to deal with?
I think the financial situation. Us poets, you know, I feel we're at the bottom of the toll bowl, you know. Like I do shows with rap artists, with comedians, R&B singers, and they will pay them, you know, like a lot of money to come out. And they figure since spoken word is not mainstream, they figure that, you know, they can just give us what we want. But I just feel that, you know, us as poets, we got to be more demanding about what we want, and we got to step our game up. You know, if I say I'm not going to do a show for less than this amount or that amount, you know, that's something that I got to stand on. And I'm going to just, man, tell every other poet out there that's trying to make a career out of this, you know what I'm saying? We just can't settle, you know, because spoken word, I mean, it's in, and it's going to take over. The door's already open. You know, we just got to get our foot in. You know, you can listen to an R&B artist that have a poet, you know, on the song. You can listen to a rap song. It'll feature a poet. So, I mean, the opportunity is there. You know, I just believe that, you know, these A&R directors, the same way how they will invest in a hip-hop artist and an R&B artist, they got to invest in a poet, you know. And like I said, once this thing get to cracking, I mean, the world going to be in for a surprise.
And that's true. I'm starting to see a trend of, you know, a lot of, like, labels or different people are starting to hire poets. I know there was a poet that got signed. I know Venom signed to Hood Heart Entertainment down in ATL, and she's a vicious poet down in ATL. And it's a couple of poets that are getting signed to, you know, labels. So I guess if the movement is pushed hard enough, you know, then, you know, they'll recognize them more, because a lot of spoken word artists really can blow some of these artists out of the box, real talk, seriously. You know, so, and like I said, man, make sure y'all check out Joseph's Vision and holler at Son of Man. Check them out. They're on my top friends list, the Hitman, on MySpace, www.myspace.com/radioonline, trunkhustlers.com. We're live with your man, Chill, one of the hottest poets doing this 1-2, man. I'm going to give y'all a taste of his poetry real quick. Chill, you want to hold on the line for me real quick?
Yeah, that's cool. I can do that.
I'm going to give y'all Confess by Chill.
Dear God, see, I'm trying so hard to do right that it hurts. So I thirst for your guidance and all that is worth. So now I act like it's worth. See, I stopped going to clubs and I stopped selling drugs, but see, Lord, I'm a bastard. And that word speaks for itself. So now I try to do what's right for self, to take care of self, because in the game of life, I can be. Trying to take a crowd, and I'm still trying to learn.
Yeah, man. That was your man, Chill, man. You know, that was that one Confess, you know what I'm saying, doing this one too. So tell us about, you know, that whole poem, you know.
That piece right there, I just wanted to tell my story. Because my whole CD, I'm just telling stories about other people's situation. Because, for one, I'm a storyteller. And I just have want to, you know, just get, real intimate, you know. And actually, that track right there is, like, one of my favorite pieces on the album. Because I'm talking about, you know, me and my mother relationship. I'm talking about me and my kids as well. So that's a very personal piece to me. And it just, I came from the heart with it.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, where are some of the places you've been and, you know, you've been doing your work at, you know, doing your spoken word at?
What, around the Chicago area, or are you just talking about?
In general.
Well, I was out in D.C. in September. I was able to, you know, do like a two-day tour out there. I hit like 6 spots in 2 days. I had the opportunity to go to Baltimore, Richmond, and I enjoyed that. You know, it was a different experience. Also, I've been to ATL. I've been to Denver. You know, I've been to Cali. You know, Nashville. So I'm just trying to, you know, see the world, and I'm just trying to create a buzz everywhere I go. And it feels good that I'm able to, you know, travel, you know, out of my state to go to other different cities and people support and buy my product. You know, it's a real good feeling, and that's something that I'm trying to continue to do, get out there more. And this year I want to hit like a lot of states that I haven't been, like New York. You know, once I get to New York, you know, I feel like it's a wrap. So I'm trying to get to New York, and I'm trying to hit more spots in the South, and, you know, other spots in the East as well.
And that's what it is, man. And you know, and thank you to all the listeners and everybody in the chat room, Son of Man. Make sure you support them, and, you know, the guests that are in the chat room and the people who are listening. You know, this dude is a righteous brother, a good brother, inspirational brother. You know, he's definitely doing his thing. I was going to ask you a question. In regards to the poetry scene, does it seem to be a little cliquish sometimes?
No, well, like, from out here where I'm in Chicago, I mean, you got like a lot of cliques, but for the most part, everybody is just doing them. You know, everybody's like, you know, on a solo thing, because everybody, even though we do the same thing, we all got a different way of grinding. You know, some people feel that they don't have to leave Chicago or leave Aurora to get signed. You know, other people, as far as myself, I just don't like being in one spot. You know, so wherever I get an opportunity to go, you know, that's where I'm at. So, I mean, it just depends on the individual and how bad they want it.
That's what it is, man. You know, I gave them some of that Confess, man. But I want you to you know, get them some of that Off the Top. You know, get them some of that funkiness that I hear all the time, man. Give them some of that funkiness straight a cappella, so they can hear that. You know, make that ear dance real quick, man. Give it to them.
I'm a man of God. I can't be spoon fed. I'm the mouth of the lion. I've been eating bits and pieces of the pie for so long, I got familiar with the taste and I came up with my own recipe. I got them sick to their stomachs trying to figure out how do I make moves with an art that's not even mainstream. God said, just ask and you shall receive. Half of the time, I can't even sleep. I'm overflooded with thoughts. I'm up early hours in the morning asking God, what is your plan for my life? I'm pregnant with greatness, but minus the morning sickness. I throw up scriptures like something ain't sitting right with my stomach. Psalm 6 and 2 and verse 5. My soul waits only upon God, for my expectation is from him. It's not an army that can move me. I'm covered in the blood of the lamb. I sniff out any wolf in sheep's clothing, so who can harm me? It took a whole lot of praying to get this good. God told me to position myself, and he would take care of all the rest. Now the wind is behind me, and the ground is beneath me, and the sky is the limit. My head is so far up in the clouds because I'm trying to touch God, so let my presence be felt. Didn't even have to drink a Red Bull to get wings. Been telling myself for the longest I'm God's favorite, and now I actually believe. Might not mean that much to y'all, but he died for my sins. So how much does that tell you? And the only person that can hold me back is myself. So tell the enemy I said it's all the too short to box with God. I had no worries, won't even budge unless God moves. Let's play by God rules. Long as I trust and believe and submit my all, I'm going to get favor from God. Long as I put myself in a position and be obedient to God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. That's some hot stuff. You know, and some from Son of Man that does they hot show, the Hitman, man. He said he loving you, man. He loving that stuff right there.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, so, I mean, so what do you feel is the future of, you know, Chill, you know?
Well, just being successful. And, you know, that can be, you know, broken down in a lot of ways. Really just going to that next level and, you know, God taking me out of my dreams. You know, everything that I imagine, you know, doing now, everything just falling in place, you know, to the point where, you know, I'm just getting pulled in all different kind of directions. You know, I'm not only just trying to do spoken word, you know, I'm trying to get involved in movies and having, you know, the opportunity to do, you know, sitcoms. You know, I'm trying to travel the world, and I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm trying to go overseas. I'm trying to do the whole nine.
I've got a quick question. Son of Man is doing a fundraising for the Joseph Visions for the it's a children youth outreach program, and it's all poets coming together to donate a track on the compilation to help with Joseph's Vision. It's an outreach program for the youth, and they do a mentoring program and speak to the youth. They wanted to know if you would like to be involved in that whole situation.
Oh, yeah, I would love to do that. I don't have, you know, no problem whatsoever doing that. I mean, I love to, you know, to do positive things. I love to be surrounded by positive people as well, so I have no problem. Maybe after the show, you know, you know, you can give him my info or whatever, and, you know, we can make that happen.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's definitely. Make sure, people, y'all support Joseph Vision. Joseph Vision is an outreach service sponsored by, you know, Dre the Don, Son of Man, and Lady Flavor, and it's an outreach program to help the youth. Because a lot of our youth are out here and they're lost, and they really, really need that help from mentors and big brothers, big sisters to really help them out, you know. So definitely, you know, hit them up and support them in their movement and support Chill. And Chill, where did you get that name from, Chill?
Well, I came up with the name Chill back in, I believe it was like in 87. You know, I was a rap artist. First it was C Chill because my first name is Chris. So it was like Chris Chill. So when I start, before I start doing spoken word, like I think like in 94, 95, I just took off the C because it was sounding too old school. So I just stuck with Chill.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So how did you meet up with Issei from Smurf Radio?
I did a show out in Mount Vernon, Iowa last year at Cornell College. He purchased my CD. So ever since, you know, he bought the CD, you know, he's been calling me on a constant basis, you know, talking about, you know, we need to hook up, and also he wanted me to do a few things on this radio show. So I'm getting back with him next week. I'm gonna be back out there at Cornell College. So we're gonna do something on his radio show. Actually, he the one gave me, you know, your information, so man, you could hook up. And also, you know, I talked to him last night, so we got a lot of things in the works, you know.
What's the up and coming shows you got going on?
Man, I got so much stuff coming up, it's ridiculous. Next Tuesday I'm doing another radio show in Chicago, Beatbox Radio. It's an internet station. February 2nd, I've been in Iowa. On the 7th, I've been in Chicago. Every week I'm doing something. You know, I used to send out emails for everything that I do, But I decided that I'm going to take a little break from sending out, you know, so many emails. But I'm going to start back doing that because I got people from all over that's always hitting me up trying to find out, you know, what I got going on. But it's going to start getting real, real busy for me. And, you know, I like staying busy. I don't really like, you know, being still. So I'm always into something. Every week I'm into something. But like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, get to that next level, you know, far as in going overseas and doing movies. And if I can speak on a movie, it's a movie that's coming out with a soundtrack. It's titled Married Men and Single Women. They filmed this flick out in Houston. And I'm going to be the first poet that's on this soundtrack. And my piece is going to be the first single that's going to be released, you know what I'm saying, from that album. So I'm very excited about that. But I got a whole lot coming up. I'm going to do, like, a lot of more traveling, and it's a lot of things that I'm just looking forward to.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man. You're definitely doing a lot of big things, man. And, you know, I definitely support you in what you're doing. And like I said, shout-out to Dre the Don, you know, that came through and blessed us. You know what I'm saying? And I'm about to get them, you know, God's Favorite by Chill and let them hear that. And then I'm going to let you do another spoken word, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you can tell the people where they can contact you at. You going to hold on the phone for me, sweetie?
Yeah, I got you.
That's what it is. God's Favorite by Chill. Yeah.
See, how much was written for a dream? See, these are my thoughts and my dreams. My thoughts and my dreams. See, I was always told, no matter what you do, do your best. And see, majority of times when I'm right, see, I feel like I can be the best. It seems like I can't be the best that did it, at least that can be the best that ever did. But God, no matter what I do,
once again, giving you that hot spoken word poetry, man. Your man is doing his thing. Chill, 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 man.
Every time I hear that piece, it put me on 10. For real.
But it is, man. Make sure y'all support Chill. Chill, tell the people where they can contact you, and, you know, if they want to network with you or they got any events going on and they want to invite you to, how can they get in contact with you, Chill? Chill.
Well, they can hit me on my email. Email is canail.oliver@hotmail.com. Canail is spelled C-A-N-E-I-L dot Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, at hotmail.com. Or you can hit me up on my MySpace at myspace.com/CanailChill. Canail is spelled C-A-N-E-I-L. That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. Definitely check out. Oh, and he also has a hot website also. Tell him the website.
Oh, the website is canailchill.com, www.canailchill.com. And from my website, you can also go through my MySpace. It's connected, you know, to my website.
That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all go add him as a friend, you know, support him in his movement. You know what I'm saying? Purchase a CD, you know, support him in what he's doing. You know?
Yeah, they can also purchase my CD on PayPal, which is on my website.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you support this movement. He's doing this 1-2 definitely, man, for real. All those poets out there that had y'all poetry sessions, man, you want to holler at your man, Chill, get at me. You know, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. You know. So, you know, we about to wrap this up in a few, and before I do, I got to send a shout-out to Son of Man and Dre Don is doing the Joseph's Vision outreach for, you know, the youth and your girl, Lady Flavor. You know I love your girl. Shout-out to O'Shawn. Shout-out to Wisdom Supreme. Shout-out to Eric Boy in Nebraska. Check out my homeboys on the Move Radio each and every Tuesday from 9 to 11. Check me out each and every Friday from 6 to 10 on onthemoveradio.com. Check me out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on Blog Talk Radio, man. And tomorrow we're doing a hot show on Battered Women with the Street Queens, The Movement. And we're going to have Big Pun's wife calling in, Lisa Rios, Eliza Rios. She's calling in. So make sure y'all tune in. Big One Pun's wife is going to be calling in tomorrow. It's at 8 o'clock, 2-hour show. But chill, chill, chill. Before we get it all and done with, man, if you could tell any of these up-and-coming poets some wisdom, some words of advice, what would it be?
Man, just stay consistent and keep God first.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And before we, you know, we leave off, can you send us off with some hotness, man? Give them the dome stuff to make my ear dance, man. I'm ready for this. Give it to them now.
I feel like I'm in the best position ever. God do what God does. I went from street level blessings to having highway favor. God is in motion. I'm standing on the shoulders of a giant. Everything that I desire is within arm reach. I've seen beyond the odds. I got a bright future ahead of me. Clear vision gave me confidence. I walk around with my nose in the air like my don't stink, but I'm just gassed up on God. These words are a mouthful. I done learned the tricks of the trade. I'm as intelligent as it comes. I found God first, and then I found myself. That's why I speak with wisdom. Endurance builds character, so don't try to size me up. I'm somewhere in between a blessing and a gift. My request has been made. Half of y'all say spoken word will never reach its peak. But Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. And always acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. That's why, God, I salute you. Just keep giving me thumbs up and I'm going to keep spitting like I'm out of control. I'm so far ahead of myself, I feel like I'm in a different time zone. That's why my mind wanders. I claim my territory. I'm the heart of my city. If I don't advance, my city don't breathe. I'm not concerned about who came before me or who's after because my time is now. I challenge myself to do better. If y'all can't feel the presence of God when I'm spitting, I guess I'm in the wrong place. So God direct my path. Can't be blessed no further than my obedience. Even though the economy is downsizing, I'm still having the time of my life. Not affected by my surroundings because I focus more on the prize. I got world overcoming faith. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I got them speechless with their mouth wide open. God do what God does. I treat everything like my last. So, God, if this is my last piece spinning, just make sure I go out with a bang. But let this piece knock them out of their shoes and socks. God do what God does.
Dang, dog. That joint was hot. That joint was hot. Oh, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out to Leopard Queen. Shout out to Son of Man. Shout out to Dre Dawn. To all my people in there. Man, for real, man. They was feeling that right there. They said you spitting your thing, man. They said you was amazing, man. Real talk. They said you were doing your thing, man. Real talk.
Just got to give all glory to God. You know, I mean, he put all this together for me. I just let the words come out of my mouth, and that's real talk.
That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all support this brother. You know, I know some people came in a little late, but, you know, you can, you know, leave comments and recap on the show, you know. And if you want to connect with the brother, go ahead, chill, and give them your contact information. Maybe they might want to, you know, have you on their shows and stuff in regards to you spitting some pieces and stuff, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what, I got to, I'm just going to go ahead and get my number out, you know, because this is like my business phone anyway. Just hit me up, area code 630-479-0513. Again, that number is 630-479-0513. And also my website, again, is CanelleChill.com. Canelle is spelled C-A-N-E-I-L, chill.com. My email address is Canelle.Oliver@hotmail.com. So just hit me up and we can make something happen.
That's what's up, man. Canelle, chill. Man, you doing your thing. And shout out Leopard Queen, because you are a queen, girl. Shout out to the Son of Man, Dre the Don, all my callers, all my listeners, all my people, because I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. Lushy Lush, the people's voice. We were live with your man, the one and only Chill, representing the Chi-Town. I know it's cold as a mug over there right now, ain't it?
No, you know what? Actually, today it's kind of cool today. It ain't too bad like how it was last week.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Before we get off, can I offer a shout out to my people?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to send a shout out to my brothers in Chicago that's on the poetry scene. Select, Mo, Yadena, Reality, KJ, the whole 3M. 3MB family, my boy KIK out here in Aurora, where I'm from, everybody from Aurora, everybody's holding me down, my girl Trina, my son Kanil, my son Mari, my daughter Jada, and everybody, my boy Andy, David, Carla Smith, my pastor PK, Pastor Mark, everybody, and everybody that tuned in from my email address, thank you, I love y'all all. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Lady Flavor. What's up, girl? I know I hear you. You know, all my people, y'all definitely represented today. And we love you. And that's what it is, man. We doing that one, too, man. So, like I said, Chill, we wish you peace and blessings. And I wish you much success on everything that you do. Oh, God bless you on all your dreams and aspirations. And,
thank
you know, it is what it is, you know.
I wish the same for you as well.
Thank you so much. Lushy Lush, your girl, our president is in office. No more president-elect. Our president is Barack H. Obama. Hey, and he's dropping Obama. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's a blessed day. It's a good day. If you didn't have hope before, man, you better get yourself together, man. Stop piling all this mess on Obama. Figure out what you're going to do to make change. And let's get it together. Support Chill. Support Joseph's vision. You know, Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, the movement is going down tomorrow at 8 o'clock. 2-hour show, Battered Women Part 2. Last week we had Queen Pen and Persia. This week we're going to have Big Pun's wife calling in. So if y'all want to talk to Big Pun's wife, you know, Liza Rios, call in next week, 347-826-7722, 8 o'clock Eastern Time p.m. I'll see you there. Holla at you, your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm out. Yeah.
I like bangs. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do-do, but I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.